Thanks to Reverend Wright and to Sam for reading those thoughts. Now some more news. And as usual, there is no shortage of news items about all the wonderful charitable efforts people make to help their fellow man. From running the London Marathon and setting up food banks to help the needy, and even knitting a whole hospital scene, there seems to be no end to the work people will undertake. First of all, two stories about local food banks.
Emergency food parcels, craft and sporting equipment will continue to be given out to families in need across Norfolk during the next two school holidays. The food and resource packages given out by 110 schools and many churches of the Diocese of Norwich are part of its Filling the Gap project, will be donated during the October and Christmas half-term breaks. It was formed this summer out of a vision from the Right Reverend Graham Usher, Bishop of Norwich, and provided 128 families with 26,082 meals over 6 weeks. He set the Diocese of Norwich education team a challenge to offer a rainbow of hope to local families during the summer break, and the majority of parcels go to people in rural areas who can't easily access food banks. The extension of the project comes after it was praised by the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Most Reverend Justin Welby, and the Bishop of Durham, the Right Reverend Paul Butler, who highlighted the harrowing number of families it's thought could be destitute by Christmas.
A new food bank has been launched amid concerns more people in Norwich will struggle to keep their families fed amid the coronavirus pandemic. The new Silver Parcels Food Bank, based at the Silver Row Community Centre in the north of the city, has been set up after volunteers saw how difficult parents were finding it to feed children healthy food during the summer holidays. The centre had run a free packed lunches project and realised more families need help with food while they wait for benefits and paychecks to come through. So the volunteers decided to set up the Silver Parcels Food Bank, which will support people from areas around Bull Close, Gertrude Road, Sprowston Road, Boundary Road and Magpie Road.
Determined runners marked the 40th London Marathon in unusual style as they completed the race in Norfolk. The popular event was rescheduled from its usual date in April to October in light of the pandemic, but was later cancelled to all but elite runners. Instead, runners were encouraged to continue with months of training and fundraising and take part where they live. And athletes in Norfolk laced up their shoes and headed out, with some making particularly early starts. Mike Smith-Clare, a Labour County and District Councillor in Great Yarmouth, said, "It took me 7 hours to complete, having started at 3 a.m. and I'm just glad to have finished and raised some money for the homeless charity Shelter." Cathy Cordoner Achenbach, a fellow councillor in Great Yarmouth, also completed the race. Other runners included Ali Brister from St William's Primary in Thorpe St Andrew, who ran in aid of Children with Cancer UK. Elsewhere, David Powells, editor of the Eastern Daily Press and Norwich Evening News, brought the marathon to Heatherset in aid of the Priscilla Bacon Hospice Appeal. He was joined by others, including Kate Gooding, who was running for Cancer Research UK. Elsewhere, Lowestoft's Charles Len Cousins, 78, one of the Ever Presence Club, a group of runners who've taken part in every marathon, took part this year, marking his 40th and final race.
A musician will be taking on this year's virtual London Marathon to thank the hospital which is treating his daughter for a rare brain tumour. Norwich Cathedral's Master of Music, Ashley Grote, who lives on Cathedral Close, was planning on running the 26.2-mile race in the capital for Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital this year. But due to the coronavirus pandemic, thousands of runners took on the gruelling challenge closer to home on Marathon Day, October the 4th. Mr Grote, who has completed the London Marathon for Great Ormond Street Hospital over the past 5 years, is running the length of Marriott's Way from Aylsham Station to Norwich, as well as part of the city to the cathedral, with his sister Helen Grote. Over his past 5 London Marathon challenges, he has raised over £72,000 and so far has raised nearly £10,000 for this year's run.
A Norfolk charity has launched a new mobile earwax removal service to help people with hearing difficulties. Here for Norfolk, formerly known as the Norfolk Deaf Association, has invested £70,000 in a mobile clinic, which will allow it to take its earwax suction service on the road. Initially only available at the charity's headquarters on Meridian Way near Broadland Business Park, the investment means vulnerable people who can't access the base will also be able to have the £40 treatment. Aliona Derrett, the chief executive of the charity, said running a high-quality, safe and accessible service is a key priority, and we've recruited a small team of highly experienced nurse practitioners who operate the microsuction treatment. We're looking forward to getting on the road and providing a top-quality earwax removal service for our patients. The service has been possible with support from the Paul Basham Trust, the Goodman Trust, Norwich Consolidated Charities and the Cloth Workers Foundation, with the van supplied by Holden Renault in Norwich.
Welcome to Norfolk's Knittingdale Hospital. The Woolly Wonder was created by 91-year-old Margaret Seaman, whose previous knitted marvels include Great Yarmouth's Golden Mile and Sandringham. Margaret, of Caister near Yarmouth, spent lockdown knitting Knittingdale to raise money for Norfolk hospitals. Her personal tribute to the NHS teams working in the county's hospitals through the coronavirus crisis includes four wards complete with tiny patients, doctors and nurses, an A&E department, a helipad, beautiful gardens and even a cake stall and parking ticket machine. Her knitting projects have already raised tens of thousands of pounds for local charities and good causes. Earlier this year, Margaret's astonishingly detailed Sandringham house raised thousands of pounds more to help four-year-old Anna Poppy Lawson of Bradwell, who is fighting cancer. Knittingdale Hospital in the enlarged Sandringham are due to be at the Forum Norwich in February 2021 as part of the Norfolk Makers Festival. Sandringham will then go on show at Sandringham itself throughout the summer, with the chance for the real Queen Elizabeth to meet her miniature knitted counterpart. Knittingdale in numbers. 3 months of knitting, 34 balls of wool, 59 tiny features which each took 2 hours to make, thousands being raised for Norfolk's hospitals.